Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about baseball's opening day. Forget the robin. The first ball thrown in anger is the true harbinger of spring, and calendar alarm for the lazy discard of the encumbrances of winter. Pull out the windbreaker and ditch the parka. Stash the boots and burn the long underwear. Trust me, the light has returned and summer is on its way. We're back to zero, when every team has the same theoretic chance to win it all. Not even the Cubbies have been mathematically eliminated yet. The Astros, maybe. And that's another of baseball's appeals. The long haul. 162 games. 8 months considering practice and playoffs. Plenty of time for a plethora of spectacular comebacks, mythic stumbles, heroic efforts, and the occasional ball bouncing off a head over the fence. It's America's pastime, not America's surgical strike. Also, it's played by normal humans. Not augmented in their outline by armor plating, nor are they freaks of nature towering above the populace like redwoods in a forest of willows. You can see baseball players on the street and mistake them for plumbers or lawyers or corporate event planners. Very buff plumbers and lawyers and corporate event planners with forearms the size of telephone poles, but still. And yeah, they make fabulous money, but they're blue-collar workers at heart. It's a team game of incredible individual focus. Golfers demand absolute quiet approaching a teed ball with a metal club. But in baseball, the batter's assaulted by shouts and jeers and the organized heckling of tiered multitudes while trying to swing a wooden bat at a sphere approaching 100 miles per hour thrown not too distant from the vicinity of his head. You can smell it in the air, the roasting of the dogs on an open grill, the toasting of the fans in the center field bleachers, that odd, pungent odor emanating from the men's room. Baseball is back, and all is right with the world. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst saying, play ball!